Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. Another thing that is a big passion for me is having people I know, love, work with, step into their dreams. And doesn't matter if those dreams are big or those dreams are small, but to just take anything that calls your name and investigate it, explore it, play with it a little bit, one step at a time. You get to decide if you want to keep moving forward or you want to just get off that path and say, no, it's not for me. But without taking some sort of inspired action, you'll never know. Life is short and time is precious. Dreams can fade and opportunities get lost. But at the end of the day and at the end of our lives, all too often, dreams get undermined by meaningless and unfulfilling chores and habits and other times sex. And the gifts that could come from those dreams go unrealized. So my guest today is Kathleen Falso, and she is an accordion player who travels and shares her talent of playing the accordion with others. It is living her dream story, and among many others she has pursued in her life. We're going to hear some about those other dreams as well. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Kathleen is going to share her story of how she has taken her dreams as a ticket into a fuller and richer life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's the best way to clean your windows this spring? Call the professionals at A Glass Act. They're the best window washing company in Sandpoint since 2012. They take pride in quality and efficiency with the best possible results. Looking for a great job? A Glass Act is looking for window cleaning technicians, great pay, and you'll work with the best crew in the business. Check them out online today. A Glass Act, Sandpoint's premier window cleaning service.
When you walk down the aisles at Grocery Outlet, you'll see those, might as well get a few of those, kind of deals all the time. Like premium health naturally vitamins and supplements, all 20% off. And definitely Ore-Ida crispy waffle fries. 22-ounce bags are buy one, get one free. Just 99 cents each when you buy two. That's a savings of up to 87% versus traditional grocery stores. That is serious haul. Grocery Outlet. Offers good through May 7th.
Grocery Outlet. Bargain Market.
Imagine a healthcare team of providers specializing in primary care and mental health all in one place. Bonner General Health introduces Primary Care Behavioral Health. In this program, a behavioral health consultant works alongside the provider in real time to support mental conditions such as depression, anxiety, and grief, and physical conditions, diabetes management, hypertension, sleep issues, and more. Provided during your clinic visit, saving you time and money. Call 208-265-2221 to get started on your healthcare journey with Bonner General Health.
The Pondere Winery, located at 301 Cedar in historic downtown Sandpoint, is a true experience. With award-winning wines, handmade cuisine, local artwork, live music, and a unique gift shop, our tasting room has a little something for everyone. This month, our walls will be adorned with the artwork of Evergreen Art Collective. It's Wine Club release month again for you wine thieves out there, and Kylie and I have some special selections we cannot wait to share with you. Go to powine.com or check our social media for a list of musicians and all events happening in May. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 29 years.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career coach and life coach. My guest today is Kathleen Falco. She is an accordion player who followed her dream and travels to other venues to share her talent and to live her dream. I've only had a brief opportunity to speak with Kathleen, but one of the things that particularly resonated with me during our conversation was her belief in following her dreams to enrich her life. Dreams don't have to be huge or grandiose, but they just need to be followed. So that was very inspiring. So I just said, I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to interview on the show. So welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So the one thing that kind of immediately came to mind for me was being an accordion player is not like a very common instrument for someone to play. The only other accordion player I've ever known is my father-in-law, and it just seems like there's a lot of intricacies, and it can be challenging for sure. So where did your dream for being an accordion player come from? Do you remember?
Well, I started trying guitar. I played piano, and nothing worked for me. And then on my 50th birthday, my husband gave me an accordion at an Italian restaurant.
And I love that.
I was in shock because I didn't know why, but it just kind of happened. And it was an instrument that I tried when I was 9 years old but did not like because I had to practice before I could go out and play.
Oh.
So I quit. And then I went to an accordion festival in Boulder, Colorado. My best friend's father was playing at some kind of celebration and asked us all to support him. And I was so fascinated with all the accordions and where it's come from, all the fancy diamonds and everything in the accordions.
Wow.
And then that's when I received an accordion for my birthday. But
I didn't do
anything with it until I moved to actually Idaho because I couldn't find any teachers. And found a teacher in Spokane and kind of just thought it would be a hobby. And then ended up going to France for a master class.
Oh, wow.
To find out how this all works. And I was so amazed at the possibilities of what you can do with an accordion. And then I went to Spain for, I didn't compete in it, but there was competitions. And so I saw what was available. The music had changed from when I, you know, at 9 years old.
Right.
So I was so inspired by what I was seeing, I decided to take lessons, and then my teacher, after a year, put me in the Spokane Accordion Ensemble because she thought that I needed to be in there and learn how to work with other accordion players.
Right. So, but you, like, it wasn't like you said when you were younger, it wasn't like music was like something that you were passionate about, you were super excited about. It was something that, and I think maybe, you know, when I was growing up, it was kind of like everybody has an instrument that they play. It was just kind of a have-to thing. But so you didn't, that wasn't kind of the birth of this because it was, you had the restrictions of you had to get that done before you could go out and play.
Right, and I hated it. So never thought about it again.
Yeah.
But I loved music so much. I started dancing when I was 4 years old, no matter where I was at. And no matter where I go now, I still just get up and dance. I can't sit.
So I love it.
To play an instrument changed everything because now I was playing music instead of just listening.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something about that music in you that feels so good to get it out. Like I have this aspiration to sing. I still think somewhere in my life I'm going to fit that in, even though I haven't really taken it too seriously yet. But there is something about it, especially if you love music and you, you know, you just, it's one of those things that you particularly indulge yourself in. And to be able to express it through some sort of an instrument has got to be very satisfying.
Well, I didn't pick an easy instrument.
No, you didn't.
I did. But because to me, it's more comfortable to play an accordion than a guitar. I mean, it, because I have a bass and I have a piano and I can do whatever I want with the bellows. So I can go soft and I can go loud. And it's so easy to manipulate how I want it to sound. Whereas on a piano, you don't have that.
Right. Very true.
Yeah.
And so, but that wasn't something you could realize at 9.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No. And it changed so much because back then it was polkas.
Yeah.
Lawrence Welk.
I was going to ask you about Lawrence Welk. Did that, because honestly, I didn't really know your story because, you know, Kim had just kind of said she's got a living your dream story. And so I was going to say, you know, I remember growing up and watching Lawrence Welk. didn't give me any desire whatsoever to want to play.
No, it didn't help me at all.
But so I just wondered if that was, you know, somewhat of an influence for you. But
no, the influence was when I went to that festival in Boulder, because when I saw what they were doing, I was so amazed that I thought, oh my God, I have to get one of those. But it wasn't, I never thought I would get where I am today.
Yeah. So what was it about the accordion that was fascinating to you, that was different than you maybe perceived when you were nine?
Well, because I realized when you're playing an accordion, you're really dealing with a piano on one side,
right,
and you're a bass on the other. And then the fascination between the bellows, of what you can do with the bellows and the bellow shakes and all the vibratos you can do in the music just amazed me. And so I really started playing classical more than anything in the very beginning.
So it was love at second sight.
Yes, it was. And I'm still like that. I have five accordions, and I always want
more. Really?
Yes.
So they sound that different.
Yes, they do. And I had, the first one I had was really, really old. Did not work very well. So my teacher had talked me into a Pagini accordion. And all the players in the ensemble had Paginis, and I was afraid to touch them because I knew I would fall in love with it. And I did. And I ordered one from Italy. It was custom made. And it was a lot of money. But at the time, if I was going to do this, I was going to play one of the best, is how I felt.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like you've earned it as well. So you had a lot of instruction along the way that it sounds to be a little bit out of the ordinary as well. I mean, you had a lot of opportunities to travel, and I would imagine that entailed being taught by some very highly qualified and prestigious instructors. So tell us, what was your first trip, you said, to France?
Yeah, I went to France and did a master class at Frédéric Duchamp's house. And I was so blown away because I had just started playing, so I was just doing very simple stuff.
Wow.
And I was amazed at what you could do with accordion. They were practicing, the kids that were there were playing and practicing for 12 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
They would only take breaks for lunch and dinner, and I was so shocked because I had no idea that that's what people did. And so I left there thinking, do I really want to do this?
I was just wondering.
And do I want to compete? And where am I going with this? And I was so confused, I just left and traveled through France thinking about what I was going to do.
Well, I kind of like that dream
yes.
part of it, too. It's like, okay, see, I said, you take one step in one direction. Who knows? It could have led you. You could have said, forget it. I don't ever want to play the accordion again. I'm just going to go and enjoy the French food and take cooking lessons.
Right.
I mean, who knows, right?
But I think what fascinated me is the fact of what you could do with it. And the people were so, it's like a big accordion family. I mean, I have friends all over, and I just learned so much, and I'm still taking lessons. Once a week, I'm still taking a lesson because I feel like I started at such a late age, but there's so much to learn all the time.
Oh, and I would imagine.
Yes.
And so, because you did kind of start at a later age, did you find that, I mean, I would imagine, again, like you said, that accordion's not an easy instrument to play, but yet you pick it up and, you know, didn't necessarily have a whole lot of experience under your belt to kind of pave your way, but yet here you are, and you're still learning, and you're loving it, and I mean, that's just fascinating to me.
Well, and I think that it's so good for the brain, because music theory is, to me, is very difficult. I mean, I just wanted to play. I didn't want to learn anything. I wanted to play music, but after a few years, I realized that you can't do that without understanding where it's going, and I still learn every day. Even I had my lesson yesterday and realized some of the things that I was doing wrong with a piece that I'm trying to learn. And so I feel that it's such a challenge every day, and I'm ambidextrous. So for me, an accordion feels easy.
Wow. That's great. And I'm sure not everybody can say that.
No. And it's a heavy instrument. It's not something, if I would have learned flute, it would have been easier to carry
yes.
around.
Yeah, well, then you can just like skip around with it, right?
Yes.
That's so fun. Well, so, and I know that you said that that accordions are becoming a lot more popular in more, you know, current music. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what I've seen is I've been, you know, to different places. Even when I went to Louisiana, I mean, of course, they have button boxes there, but there's more smaller accordions that they play. Mm. And a lot of the rock and roll bands are starting to realize what accordion can add to the music that they're playing. And, you know, I've been asked to play in a lot of rock and roll bands that my husband plays with, but I just don't want to learn that music. I feel like I'm in my own space of what I love.
Sure.
And rock and roll, I can listen to rock and roll, but I don't want to play it.
Right, right.
But we are playing a medley. We have a concert in June, and we are doing ABBA. We're doing ABBA. Then we're doing Hotel California. We're doing a medley of different rock and roll songs, but it's short versions of them, and it's interesting. And I realize how complicated some of that music was from back then.
Oh, sure. Well, and then so what other instruments do you, so are you just like now all of a sudden they're just adding accordions to like a regular band with the different guitars and drums and everything? And so it's just an additional
right.
sound. And
yeah, because the sound is so different than mm-hmm. a piano. Mm-hmm. And so I think people are recognizing, wow, this is something that can add a little bit here and there. And who did I just see not too long ago at the Hive? Oh, gosh, I forgot his name. But all of a sudden, there was an accordion. And I went up to the guy and asked him, and he actually bought it from Potosa, who's in Seattle, and they made it special for him.
Wow.
So, you know, it's starting to show up in a lot of bands that are realizing the difference it can make.
Well, so then with the, you know, basically the people that you play with or the instruction that you've gotten, is that more along the traditional lines or are you like kind of, and then you're morphing it to doing a little bit more of the, you know, more current music or how
well,
is
we're,
that?
We're doing, with the ensemble, we're doing a bunch of different, like we're doing a movie medley, doing the Pops medley, and then we're doing a lot of other songs that are, there's a couple that are classical types, and we're doing Over the Rainbow. So we put a mixture into our concert so that we can show everybody what you can do with an accordion.
Love that. Well, I'm just very interested because now I'm curious. I want to hear what that sounds like in there and how they're working it in. So, you know, like I said, being an accordion player is unusual, and I would imagine it's not necessarily so much a female-driven instrument either, just because of the size of it and everything. So what were some of the challenges for you to be able to get to where you are right now?
Practicing. Practicing a lot.
Do you still, like, not let yourself go out to play until you get
well,
that done?
It really is a fight sometimes yeah, when it's nice out.
Sure, sure. But that's it? Like it's...
Well, you know, accordion is not easy to carry around, mm. but what I've learned, and I'm supposed to be going to Kansas City, Missouri, and a lot of people fly with their accordions, but I just don't know if I can do that with accordion I spent so much money on. And so I think I'm going to drive because I just,
well,
I don't want to hurt it.
Sure.
And, you know, it's got reeds in it. It's a very delicate instrument. You can't bang it a lot, you know, because you change the sound of the reeds. And mine is one of the best, I think, that Pagini made. And I traveled to their manufacturing company last year. I did an accordion tour going through Italy, learning about all the accordion manufacturers and the reeds and how they make them, and it was fascinating.
So you just generally have an appreciation for all that goes into it, and it probably helps you to maximize on utilizing all those different elements as well.
Yeah, and there's so many parts that go into an accordion. I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but I was in shock at how many pieces go in an accordion.
That's great. Yeah. And that's the only place you could probably learn how to do it is exactly where they're manufactured
yeah.
like that.
I think the best accordions come out of Italy. That's just my preference.
And there's a good excuse to go to Italy.
Yes,
so.
Of course. And I will be going again in the fall. I'm going to do the accordion tour again
wow.
because I never got to see how they made the reeds and some of the other parts.
Gotcha. Well, so I love that you're infusing your, you know, your dream of being an accordion player with the ability to travel and make connections and learn more in other areas. So how much does that motivate you for some of these trips that you've taken?
Well, it motivates me a lot. Yeah. Because I think in Europe, they're so much, well, they're more advanced in how they play there, because they have chromatics, which is buttons on both sides, and then they have a free bass. So there's more going on in Europe, I feel, than there is here, because I don't think we promote the instrument in schools enough.
Right.
And I just don't think they have the music programs that they do over there.
No, no. And I think that that's probably one of those things that, you know, parents would have to kind of stumble upon and try to get their kids to do. So I think it's great. It sounds to me like, you know, the whole accordion thing is kind of got a new rebirth and kind of in an exciting way for a lot of different people. So you're kind of a trendsetter.
Well, I thought, you know, there's so many things you can do. I could go visit schools, but, you know, with the way my schedule is, I mean, I have practice and, you know, we're getting ready for this concert. And it's a big festival in Leavenworth, Washington.
Yeah. I'm going to have you tell us a little bit more about that, but we have got to go to break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Selkirk's Pendray Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week, serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pendray. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pendray Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Aspen and Stone at Home's grand opening is Saturday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop in and check out hand-selected items from home decor, bed and bath linens, to building and remodeling finishes. The first 100 moms will receive a Mother's Day rose. Plus, there's prize drawings all day. The Aspen and Stone at Home grand opening is Saturday, May 11th. Aspen and Stone at Home, corner of Cedar and 2nd. They have you covered. Aspen and Stone, live beautifully.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My guest today is Kathleen Falco, and she is an accordion player who has had a fascinating journey that has just opened a lot of doors for her by playing the accordion, and she's getting to travel and do some other things we're going to talk about going forward. But one of the things we were talking about over break is the connections that she's made with some other women who are accordion players who are really living fulfilling lives and very crafted at what they're doing. So tell us a little bit about what we were talking about with these women.
Well, we have the Northwest Accordion Society is run out of Seattle, but I belong on the board for the Leavenworth Accordion Festival we're going to be having at the end of June. Mm-hmm. And the woman that is the president is Bonnie Birch, and she'll be turning 81 and just left for Italy last week and mm-hmm. will be going to her Italian class, and she'll be playing her accordion all through Italy. So
it's keeping her young and and out in there in the world and doing what she loves. I love that.
And then I'll be going to I'll be going to Kansas City. I just signed up for that. And it's a celebration for Joanne Summers, who is a conductor, accordion player, runs symphonies all over the place, and she is going to be 90, and we're celebrating her. She'll be conducting the orchestra there, and right now we're at about 76 people that'll be in the orchestra that are all accordion players.
Oh my gosh.
And I haven't received the music yet, but I'll have that music to learn before I head for that place.
Well, yeah, because you did point out that she's got a particularly good ear.
Yes, she hears everything, and she's amazing, and I look up to her because she's traveling the world conducting orchestras all the time.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You know, and again, going back to why I find it so important for me to have this show, to get the voice of people who are out there living their dreams. To be 91 and to be able to live that kind of a quality of life where she's still got her talent, she's still utilizing it, she's enhancing the lives of others by doing so. And doesn't mean, just because we get older, doesn't mean because you're 91, your life has to slow down. She is a perfect example of that. And I think that's
yes,
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Well, and Bonnie Birch, who's in charge in Seattle, she's going to be 81, and she goes to Italy by herself, you know, and just travels. I mean, she was taken off. And
good for her.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think music really helps your brain. It enlightens you in so many different ways.
Yes. And it feels good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, I think that's wonderful. And so what about the other people that are in your, like the orchestra that you're going to be playing with?
Well, everybody averages, my partner in the section, her name is Glia Trulove, and she is 80.
Wow.
And you would never believe that either, but most of us are all around the same age. I think Joanna is probably the youngest. She's 68 or 69. And
she probably loves being that one.
Yes. But we're all, just all motivated, and we've been practicing for this concert that's coming up. And, you know, my husband, he plays saxophone, and he plays with all bands that he can possibly play with or goes to jams. So we've never played together in all the years we've been together.
Wow.
We have never played because he's more into rock and roll and blues than I am.
Sure. Well, variety is the spice of life.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Can appreciate each other's instruments,
yeah.
Right? Which is great. I love that. So I know that you have a lot of other duties and responsibilities with that you have, let's just say, you've taken on that sound to me like they enhanced your life too, like
yes.
Being involved with the festival in Leavenworth.
Well, the festival will be
tell us more about
that. Yeah, it starts on Thursday and it goes through Sunday is when they hand out all the awards to the kids because there's competition for the different groups. They have the kids' age groups, and then there's the adults. But then during the day, there's free music in the gazebo, and then in the Grange Hall, we have workshops, and we have people playing. And then at the Fest Hall, we have concerts at night. And
wow.
So then everybody goes from the Fest Hall to Andreas Keller, which is the German a restaurant that they have jams every night.
Oh, fun.
So, and I'm in charge of the advertising and all the volunteers. I put all the volunteers together for all of our places because we have the Fest Hall, the Grange Hall, the gazebo, and then free music everywhere. So I need a lot of volunteers for that.
Sounds like it for sure. And this is where you always have it? This is an ongoing
yes,
festival?
Yes, it's been at Leavenworth for, this is going to be our 26th or 27th year.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And it's so much fun because people are dancing and
yeah.
Everywhere in the streets, and it's just a fun time and people just love it. We have an accordion parade that's led by Heidi and her horses with the she has a sort of a wagon that is a traditional German wagon. So it's all traditional up there.
Oh, I think that's great. And so just from the sound of it, it's broadened your life by the connections and the people you've gotten to meet
yes.
As well, not just the traveling, but, you know, the connections that you get to make. And one of the things that you know, I hear a lot of my clients say is that they feel like their lives just keep getting smaller as they get older. And I think that you are a very great representation and mentor for how you can keep your life full and rich and have a lot of different connections that are meaningful to you.
Yes. I think that music brings so much more into your life, not just learning it, because of course I'm learning it on a daily basis.
Right. Yes.
But yeah. The people that have come into life for me in Europe and who the manufacturers are all just so wonderful, and the people that are constantly wanting to learn and new music, and they're sharing their music with me. And Ilmar Kujis was a gentleman that started a music store in Spokane, and then he actually had been in charge of the Spokane Accordion Ensemble for 50 years, and he's now 92, I think, or 93, but he's still writing music.
Wow.
And I think what it does is it just brings so many people together.
Yeah.
And it keeps everybody going and motivating.
Right. Well, you know, and one of the things I think that stops people from playing instruments is that the kind of that fear of the presentation. You know, it's like, might be one thing to learn how to play an instrument, but when you've got to go and present, that can be very scary.
Yes.
And until you kind of, well, and I don't know, because I stopped playing an instrument when I was in elementary school, but I remember being terrified, and I don't know if that's something that eventually, like, it gets easier for some people, and it stays hard for some people.
Well, I think fear is, you have to really deal with it. Now, when I play with the ensemble, I'm fine,
okay.
But in the very early days of the ensemble, I was in the front row, which terrified me.
I just got nervous thinking about that.
Terrified. I couldn't even look at anybody. And all I remember is one of the members, Claudia, said, "Don't look at the people, look at your music."
Okay.
And I went, okay, that's it. Because we played at the first concert I ever did, we played at the casino in Spokane in Air Heights. It was huge. And they opened the curtains and there must have been 1,500 people out there.
Oh.
And I froze. And I just couldn't believe there was that many people. And she just said, just look at your music. Just think about what you're playing. Don't think about them.
Okay, this is really funny because I would say for every single show I've ever seen, orchestra or whatever, I've always thought, well, they just must have to read their music constantly because they don't ever take their eyes off of it. Maybe that's the strategy.
Well, a lot of it, though, if you're playing classical, it is very complicated.
Yeah.
You know, and you do have to, you have to watch the conductor and your music at the same time.
Sure, sure. So, but yeah, but maybe there's a secondary reason that as well, right?
Yeah, I've asked people, like, how do you do that? And they go, you just think about your music, you know, it's what you feel.
Yeah.
It's not about, and if you make a mistake, and I realize that even professionals make mistakes, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't be perfect.
In everything.
Yes.
Yeah, across the board.
But the fear of it, I think, for a lot of people is hard to get over. But when you look at how much joy you're bringing into other people's lives, like we've gone to assisted livings and played all over the place, and they love it. I mean, it brings joy to them, and to see that brings joy to our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And that is another thing that I always say, you know, it's like you're doing the right thing in your life when you're doing something to enhance the lives of others. And I would imagine that that brings back a lot of memories and is very heartwarming to them. So I think that's awesome that you're getting the opportunity to make those connections as well.
Well, and when somebody's sick, I'll always say, well, I'll come over and play music for you.
Oh,
because, you know, I think that when you're sick and you're feeling bad and you're in bed, what else is there to do? I mean, turn off the television and listen to music.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's a very generous offer to give to somebody. And I'm sure you have a lot of takers on that one.
Yeah.
Which is super fun. So what aspirations do you have still for your work and play with the accordion? Is there anything that's on the horizon that you're really looking forward to?
I used to think that I was going to compete, and that was not meant for me.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that when I got up on stage and I had to compete in front of judges, because I'm a perfectionist, and
okay.
So when I would make a mistake, that would throw me off. And I realized that the joy was really just playing music. It didn't matter where it was.
Oh,
it,
you good
know,
point.
I love doing concerts just because to see a crowd, you know, see what accordions can do. And that's, I think, been the most surprising thing is to have people walk up and say, I never knew an accordion could do that.
Yes, I would imagine, because I don't think there's a lot of people have had that much exposure.
Yeah.
Besides the Lawrence Welk experience.
Yes. And it's funny because I have one friend that was always trying to get me to play polkas. And I just said, I don't play polkas. Sorry. Yeah. And so he said, oh, okay, fine. But he gave me a polka and I told him I would learn it for him.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
So I love that.
But I don't want.
You got that one under your belt anyways,
yes,
right?
So now I'm just, I'm learning some tangos because I really think it's an interesting beat.
Yeah.
And learning the different types of beats there are for me is sometimes it can get really confusing because I'm playing the basses and then I'm playing. So you have to really separate the two hands.
Wow.
And just think that you're playing two different instruments. And yeah, it's a challenge, but
good for your brain, like you said.
For the brain.
Really good exercise for your brain.
Yes.
Well, great. It's time for us to go to break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you walk down the aisles at Grocery Outlet, you'll see those, might as well get a few of those, kind of deals all the time. Like premium health naturally vitamins and supplements, all 20% off. And definitely Ore-Ida crispy waffle fries. 22-ounce bags are buy one, get one free. Just 99 cents each when you buy two. That's a savings of up to 87% versus traditional grocery stores. That is serious haul. Grocery Outlet. Offers good through May 7th.
Grocery Outlet. Bargain Market.
Come on, relax with us on a summer night. The Indians baseball makes your futures right. We're here to have fun, and that's what we're gonna do.
Tonight, there's baseball at Avista Stadium. Your Spokane Indians continue their homestand against the San Francisco Giants affiliate, the Eugene Emeralds.
Back to the left field wall, going, and it's gone for a home run.
Come to Avista Stadium tonight as the top two teams in the Northwest League battle it out. It's Smoky Bear Night, presented by Great Resort Vacations. Join your Spokane Indians as regional wildland fire agencies provide fire prevention education, Smoky Bear trivia, and prizes. There's baseball through Sunday at Avista Stadium. Thursday is Scraps Bark in the Park. Friday's a Storybook Princess and Fireworks Night, presented by Spokane Tribe Casino. For tickets and more information, go to SpokaneIndians.com. That's SpokaneIndians.com.
Going, it is gone!
Tonight, it's Smoky Bear Night, presented by Great Resort Vacations. For tickets and game times, go to SpokaneIndians.com.
Are you ready for May showers? Showers of cash? That's right. The Kootenai Casino is giving away thousands of dollars to lucky players every single day, and you could be next. We've got super spring deals on spa, food, and room nights. Plus, we're hosting a huge Memorial Day and Victoria Day celebration and giving away $30,000 in cash. At the Kootenai Casino, the smiles are warm and friendly, and the winning is hot. You won't find a room deal like this anywhere else. Stay at the Kootenai Falls Lodge midweek starting at just $89, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $109. Work up an appetite playing all your favorite games and head into the Springs restaurant and try out our new dinner menu. We have your cravings covered. Feel amazing at the Kootenai Spa, where you can experience our May special, the amazing chocolate Kootenai facial, and our express pedicure, regularly $120, is just $89. It's all happening only at the Kootenai Casino, only this May. To get in on all the action, be sure to follow Kootenai Casino on Facebook. Don't miss out this May. Book your getaway today. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I'm a certified life coach, and my guest today is Kathleen Falco, and she has been sharing with us her journey as an accordion player and all the benefits and gifts that she's received by following that dream and by sharing it with others. One of the things that I know that when we did speak briefly was the fact that you said that your whole life you've just had a dream and you followed it, and that's the way you've lived your life. So share your, I mean, I always like to show, wrap up the show with advice from somebody else's perspective on how did that play out for you, and how did it shape you being able to live your dreams?
Well, I always dreamed of having a place in the mountains that had a white picket fence. That's what I thought it would be. And I dreamt that for such a long time. And then my husband and I got horses. We never even knew we wanted horses. But then I visited my niece Kim in Big Fork, Montana. And I called my husband and I said, nope, we're not building anything in Colorado. We're moving to Montana.
Oh, and, wow.
And he thought I was crazy. And so we canceled our trip to Italy that year. And in October, we went to Montana and we ended up buying a ranch up in the mountains out of Kalispell, 50 acres against National Forest, living off the grid, which was an experience. We learned a lot. And then we decided that that wasn't the place we wanted to spend the rest of our lives. So we ended up over here in Idaho and found a small ranch south of town. And it has been just a dream of mine. And we have fencing, but it's not white.
Well, you could still make that happen, right?
Yes. So, and it's just a life that I always dreamt of. And when we had all the horses in our pasture and dogs and it was my dream.
Wow.
Never thought that I'd become a musician. That wasn't really in the forecast.
Right, right. But you looked at it and you went for it. And I love that your husband was one that brought it back to life for you.
Yes, it was.
And it sounds like he's a dream follower as well. Or does he kind of let you create the dreams and he supports you in that?
Well, we kind of just, everything works out for us. When we left Colorado, we had no idea what we're getting ourselves into. And we moved in the middle of January to Montana.
Oh.
And we had 5 feet of snow. And I don't know why we did that, because we laugh about it now, because we had no wood to heat the house with. We had a log house. And yeah, it was an experience, but we enjoyed it.
But there was, okay, so this is always something that I think is fascinating too, is that there's just this silent knowing inside of us that people look at us and think we're crazy and why are you doing that? And that's like my story of moving to Sandpoint too. I didn't know anybody here. I'd never been here before, and I just drove through once and I sold my house in California and moved up here.
Yes.
That was 17 years ago. Never once have I had one regret about that.
No.
And everybody would say, are you crazy? And I said, no, it's just something I can't even imagine not doing. So was that kind of how it felt for you?
Yeah, it was. We had two trucks and trailers moving in winter through Wyoming and driving up to Montana. And it was crazy. And my husband, we were there 2 weeks and he had to leave for Finland and left me with no heat.
Oh, wow.
So everybody felt sorry for me and was dropping wood off on the front porch because we were two city kids, you know, like living our dream that we had no idea what we were doing. And we just had so much fun and experienced so many great things. And now I can't imagine living anywhere else.
No, it led you to Sandpoint, which is,
yes,
you know, a whole other journey that you embarked upon and just took that leap of faith.
Yeah, brought our horses over here and our dogs, and now it's been an amazing journey here because I've just met so many people. We've been here 20 years, so
wow,
yeah, it's been a great journey.
Yes, I agree. Yeah,
always
I agree.
More to come every day.
Yes. Well, so like I said, you know, I don't know if you have any other big dreams besides the accordion, or do you just wait till they kind of show up? And then,
well, no, my other big dream is Italy. That's, my dad was born in Naples. I have family there. My husband has family in northern Italy, so I would love to spend 3 months there, just, you know, instead of just 2 weeks or 3 weeks, because, you know, we get with family and I don't ever want to leave. So my next dream is, I don't want to buy anything there, but I would love to spend more time and really get to know the people better. I mean, you know, sure. You only have 3 weeks, and it's hard to really feel like you live there.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And, you know, I think that's one of the beauties of Airbnb and, yes. you know, being able to go and actually invest yourself and get to know the culture better, because sometimes just the going and visiting is... Well, especially in Italy, I'm particularly fond of it, with the food and the culture and the art. Everything is fascinating. Yeah, so
the music and So every day I look at houses for sale in Italy. I just I do, even though I don't think I'll buy, but you never know.
Yeah, yeah. I remember feeling the same way, and I would be looking at property, and then I'd go like, wait a minute, it's not that easy to get here all the time. So once you're there, though, it's very easy to be charmed.
Yes.
But yeah, you never know. And it's, you know, you're at least taking, it's like I said at the beginning of the show, it's like, just take one little step, you know, it's you look at the property, who knows, there might be something that you look at. You never know what it's going to unfold into.
And that's how I think traveling is too, going mm-hmm. over to Italy. I left last year by myself, and I just felt, I went to Bologna, that's where I met all the accordion people, and met people from Ireland and from England, and just became friends with so many people. So it just opened your life up so much.
Yeah, and to see how other people live and what they value and how they cook and all those things are absolutely fascinating. And, you know, and you can round it out with the accordion, so it's, you know, you've got so many of your different senses just indulged in beautiful things.
Yeah, and I think the people that build accordions are so, they love their jobs. I mean, one lady was working on the bellows, and when she opens them up, she'll put designs on the inside of the bellows, and to watch the steps, and she's just like this artist, and you get to learn about that. Going over there. It's fascinating.
Well, and to think how fascinating it is that she gets to do that.
I know.
You know, I mean, that's a very niche job.
Yes.
But I think we all have one of those in us, and she's very lucky that she was able to find it and incorporate it. And
yes.
Beautiful experience. And you got to meet her.
Yes. And the accordion manufacturer, Pagini, their place is spotless. You could eat off the floor, and I was really amazed at how well they take care of everything there. Their employees, and it's a family business. It's been run over, I don't know, 100 years. So they're just an amazing group of people.
Yeah, and you probably had no idea it was going to be like that at all. So,
Francesca Pagini, she lives in the same house she was born in. It's all tied into the office and everything. She's been there her whole life, and she's just so proud of it. And she just wants to show everybody the accordions, the kids, and that's why they're giving them free accordions to learn how to play the instrument. So it's amazing to see that.
That's a beautiful legacy.
It is.
For sure. So we only have a few more minutes. So I love to just ask, like, if someone's sitting there listening to you and they're feeling inspired that they want to do something more to enrich their life and make the rest of their life the best of their life, what advice would you offer them?
I would just say go for it, because you never know how you're going to feel when you start whether it's a hobby. I started picking up an accordion, think it was just a hobby, and now it's one of my passions. And you don't know until you experience it. I've tried the guitar. That didn't work. I tried the piano, and that didn't work. But when I went on an accordion, that was the thing that made me feel good.
And that was all it took.
Yep. So you just got to try. Try everything once, twice.
Yeah, exactly. And like I say, a lot of times people just keep saying tomorrow, I'll do something tomorrow. And then the next thing you know, you're 86 years old and you're wondering, well, you know, where did my time go? I think we talked about that briefly too. It's like, time just doesn't start slowing down as we get a little bit older. So.
Oh, and I try to get up earlier every day so I could get everything done that I want to get done in that day.
Because, isn't that great?
Yes.
Yes, I know. And there's some people that simply find watching television is sufficient. So
it's not. It doesn't help your brain.
No.
You know, if you don't work your brain and work your body, you're just going to get old before your time.
Yeah, exactly. I always look at television as watching other people live instead of doing it yourself. So
the only thing I'll watch on television is when it's detective work, because it still makes me work my brain.
Exactly. It's like the whodunit thing.
Yes,
exactly. Because there's always some twists and turns. I love that so much. Yeah. Well, anyway, so tell us again, like, so the festival's in Leavenworth, and give us the dates and times.
Okay,
and
Leavenworth, Washington. It will be in June. It starts on the 20th through the 23rd. It's Thursday through Sunday, and there'll be music all day. You can camp everywhere. There's hiking. There's trails all over the place.
Great. Kathleen, such a pleasure. Thank you. I really hope I'm going to get to hear you play sometime. That would be awesome. So that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Be sure and tune in next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.